You could have been doing something productive. You got to be careful about enjoying time. People can spend too much time entertaining themselves. Amen. Watching the tube. Amen. Watching the feud. Amen. It's, we all like it, don't we? We all enjoy it. But the moment devil is after your time, and the moment one comes off, it's time to play Family Feud. Amen. One go off, it's time to play Family Feud. Look, I am not watching no more of Family Feud. Time is too precious. Some of this stuff I memorized it. And then even when you get through, you can watch it on Facebook. No, I am not playing it on Facebook or on the web or however they want. I've had enough. If you're not careful, you will waste your time instead of investing your time. And time can go by as you watch television. Time can go by with you doing unproductive things. Let me get on out of here. The truth of the matter is that time can be, if you're not careful, you can just waste too much time. I'm trying to hurry this up, but I'm not careful. I'm gonna burn it. Let me back up a little bit. I better slow down here. Amen. Y'all just gonna have to stay for the long haul. Amen. Time is something that is valuable, and we gotta be careful. We cannot just waste time. Amen. God is calling us to invest time, not waste time, and therefore we must engage time. Time is something that you must engage, because time goes by quickly, doesn't it? The Bible says, and in the process of time, time went by. And then it says, in the process of time, it came to pass. What came to pass? Is this just talking about the normal process of time just passed by? Yes, it probably is, but I'm adding more than that. What I'm saying is, what is it? What came to pass? You can make something come to pass by utilizing time. It came to pass. What came to pass? Well, it came to pass. Whatever they did, it came to pass. What Cain was doing came to pass. It came time, and what was he doing? He was wasting time. And it came to pass that it showed up that he had been wasting his time, because his offering was rejected. It was rejected, and Cain was all upset. Well, God let him know that, you know, you would be smiling right now instead of frowning if you had invested your time correctly. Well, you got to realize that you must invest your time. And you got to engage your time. And you got to be careful with your time. That means that you got to be careful about people. You got to be careful about places. You got to be careful about pleasure. You got to be careful about what friends you have. Because if you're messing with people who are not going nowhere and doing anything with their time, they're going to waste yours. Have you noticed that people are wasting their time, so they're going to call you and waste yours too? You know what? We cannot run together. I was talking to a guy, a very important, if I call his name, you would know who he was. And then I said, man, how do you have time? You got all these friends. How do you keep up with so much? He said, well, he said, the friends I got busy too. They ain't just sitting around waiting to talk to me. I'm famous, but I got famous buddies. I don't fool with nobody that ain't famous. You get somebody that's not famous, they won't worry you to death, because they find their significance in you. They won't do nothing with their own life. But I know, do you know so-and-so, so-and-so, a big name? Yeah, calling him ain't going to make you no better. Ain't going to make you no bigger. Now, you can sit around observing. I don't want to derail this sermon, but you have got to hang around. You got to watch the people you hang around. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, evil communications corrupt good manners. Bad company corrupts your morals. What kind of friends do you have? You got to be careful what friends. You may have some friends you need to let go of. I'm serious. I love them to death. But you have changed, and they still living in the gutter. And I done been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. Now, I'm through it. You better watch the people. You better watch the pleasure you have, whether it's watching TV for extremely amounts of time. You got to put limits on this stuff. I will watch 2 or 3 programs a week. Amen. And that's it. 2 or 3 30-minute programs. Give you an hour and a half. That's it. The Bible says just pleasuring yourself, enjoying, just like Cain, you just enjoying life. You're not really making a difference. You're just enjoying life. Now, Moses chose, rather, Hebrews 11:25, to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Sin is pleasurable. If you're not careful, you'll waste your time and a lot of pleasure. And you got to watch the places that you hang out at. Amen. What are the places you frequent? You frequently at this place. You're frequently at that place. What is that place doing for you? Amen. Luke 21:34 said, don't get overcharged with surfeiting or parties and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that they catch you and come upon you unaware. Well, the fact of the matter is that we've got to be careful about wasting our time. The Bible even tells the church that we ought to be redeeming the time. Ephesians 5:16. Redeeming the time for the days of evil. We can't let time just be unaccountable. We got to recognize that we need to be doing something, and it's something that... Now, we got to engage time. What am I talking about? I'm talking about you got to engage time. That means that you have got to get connected to time. It's to call someone or something to become involved in. It's to be involved... To time, what I'm talking about is time moves, doesn't it? It moves around, around, around. But what you got to do is that you have got to engage yourself with time. You have got to connect to time. And you got to hold on to that hand, and it, as it goes around, you can't just let it go around and you up there looking, watching the clock. You got to go grab the hand and hold the hand and go around with it. And what am I saying is you've got to get engaged. Because time goes by fast. Amen. How do you get engaged? You get engaged by signing something. You get engaged with time-sensitive documents. You get engaged by scheduling something. You get engaged by going to school. You get engaged by doing things by which time, when it goes by, will bring you to some type of place of fulfillment. Amen. You have got to recognize that when you engage yourself with time, then since time goes by so fast, that means you can get through some things so fast. Time flies, right? Well, I'm going to sign up for something. Amen. I can time-sensitive documents. I'm going to buy a house. That's a 30 years worth of time. I'm going to buy a car. That's 48 months, 60 months, or however many months. And I'm going to engage in myself in time. I'm going to attach myself to time. I am going to connect myself with time. And I'm going to, when time goes by, that I'm accomplishing or I'm achieving something. I'm going to school because you sign up for 4 years. I signed up for 2 years. I signed up for 4 years. I signed up for 8 years. Go ahead and get engaged, matriculate. Go ahead and enroll in school. And since time flies by, then I pay my house off real fast. I pay my car off real fast. I got out of school real fast. It is amazing that we get mad because time flies when we could be using time to our advantage. If time goes by so fast, then get me out of school fast. Get me up, buy me a house fast. Buy me some cars fast. I use time. Time didn't just fly by itself. I engaged myself with time. I got a degree. Time gave me a degree. And you know what? It went so fast. Time goes fast, don't it? Time flies. Okay, I got some waiting on you, time. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign up for something. I'm going to schedule something. I'm going to buy something. I'm going to engage myself with time. So when this time is over, then I'm going to have some type of achievement or some kind of accomplishment. And before you know it, you're out of school. Amen. Before you know it, you're out. That's why it's good to plant something. What are you planting? See, if you put a seed in the ground and you leave it there, with time, it's going to make something come up. Plant, tell your neighbor, plant something. It's engage. You engage that seed, and that seed get connected and engaged with time. And the moment you put it in the ground, the thing that already started. It done already started growing. And time can fly if it want to. If it do, I'm going to have me a big shade tree. Go ahead, fly. See, time, you're not going to push me down. You're going to push me up. You're going to make me an achiever. You're not going to make me sit around mad about this, that, and the other, because I'm going to achieve some things. And that's what happened, is that in the process of time, that process, you'll be using it to your advantage. Now, before you know it, since time flies by so fast, you can go ahead and engage in something else. You got your associate, go ahead and get the bachelor. Before you know it, it'll be over. After all, you're gonna use time. See, I'm going to make that hand, I'm going to challenge that hand. I'm going to slow that hand down. If you go by that fast, I'm going to put a whole lot on your time. I'm going to challenge you. That hand trying to fly, I'm saying, I'm going to lock it in there. Okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. Now, go ahead and run. Fly, go ahead. Fly by. I'll be through quick. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to be through real quick. Cause y'all didn't get this. The other servant got it. But let me just. Time won't be picking on me anymore. Because I didn't sit around and watch TV. I obligated time. I'm doing something all the time. I got some seeds in the ground. To me, I'm doing something. I'm doing something. I got something going on. And I'm not sitting around, because time flies so fast, I'm going to make sure it works for me. I'm gonna partner with time. Me and time get a lot of things done. Because y'all know time don't play. Time ain't going to wait for no man. Time is not going to cheat you. Time says, if you sign up for 4 years, you will be expected to be out in 4 years. So it becomes a motivator. So I sit there and tease, and I just go ahead and make all these accomplishments. Time, keep on running, time. Go ahead. I'm not afraid of your time. A lot of folk then, man, time goes by so fast, I'm mad. Why are you mad? Do something with it. Slow it down. Yeah. Time, I got something waiting on you. I got something waiting on you, time. I'm going to do something with you. I'm going to commit you. It's uncommitted time that make for waste time. And don't waste time. Invest time. Buy some bonds. Buy some, buy a saving bond. Do anything. Give me $25. It's going to mature time. Buy something. Put your seed in the ground. Sign something. Schedule something. Amen. Assign time. You ever hear some people say, you know, I'm going to have to spend some time with you, so I'm going to set aside some time so we can get together and talk. You know what you're doing? You're obligating time right there. See, you did it. I'm going to set aside some time to go on vacation. See, I already blocked it off. I'm going to take out 2 weeks. See, if you don't do nothing with it, it'll just go by. But you got to give time an assignment. People live unaccountable lives because they don't assign time. Time just fly out the window. Next thing you know, and I'm going to go and close you out. Truth of the matter is that this is why people have so many regrets. They get mad. You know why? Because time comes to, brings things to pass. And they end up and they wake up and they this old and they ain't got nothing to show for it. You see what I'm saying? Time says, if you don't respect me, you see God had respect for Abel in verse 4. God respected Abel. God had respect to Abel. Abel was committed to doing things that were most important. God was, and what he did is, time says, you will respect me or you will regret me. You will respect me or you will regret me. Amen. You see, the truth of the matter is, time says, if you don't respect me, I'll make you bald-headed and broke. Amen. Make you bald-headed and broke. I'm going to make you old and uneducated. You played with me, see? Now, time gone. I'm going to keep moving. I don't care what you did with it. Not that education is everything. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, that's what time does. Time is a mean operator. Time says, I'm going to make you old when you ain't going to have no insurance. Make you old and uninsured. You better do something with me. You better buy something. You better sign up for something. You better spend something. You better put some seeds. I'm going to make you all right. I told you. Don't play with me. I'm going to make you gray-haired and homeless. You can be, amen. I'm going to make sure that you got gray hair, but you didn't find you know where to stay. Amen. Because you play with me. You cannot, you got to respect time. And you see, you got to do that or you're going to have regrets. That's why people like when time goes by so fast, because they have a lot of regrets. All this time went by. A lot of people have regrets. They won't respect time even in relationships. And they end up, you know, married a lot of time but didn't enjoy it all. Mad over foolish, insignificant, stupid, frivolous foolishness. And you just got old. You can look back and say, we were stupid to waste all that time on that problem. That really wasn't that important. We could have been, well, you fill in the blank. We could have been doing, amen. Anyway, to get on out of here, you have got to recognize that time is going to bring things. It said it came to pass. Amen. It came to the end. Time brings everything. It's going to be the end one day. And when the end comes, one version says that this will be the time for harvest. There's a reaping time. When you plant the seeds, there's going to be a time. Time going to bring something to fruition. And he says, you will respect me. Amen. And when you respect me, that means that you're going to get a return on your investment. You invest it. And many people can sit here today and say, well, you know, I've already bought my house. I've already bought my vehicle. And I've already gotten my degree. And I've already done other things. Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about. When you sit back, amen, you can just enjoy the return on your investments. Amen. You ain't got to be mad at yourself. You ain't got to be living life with no regrets. You ain't got to be somewhere depressed about how did I let this happen and all this time went by and I didn't do anything with it. You're in a good place. That's what I like about these graduates. Amen. This represents that they were committed. Amen. They committed to something. You see, if you don't commit to something, they're not going to just come give you a group. They're not going to come find you. You have got to go find something to do. You got to get up in the morning early, and the early bird gets the worm, and you got to get ahead of the crowd, and you got to sign up. You can't say, well, you know, it's too late this semester. Amen. You know, fall semester is already signed up for. You got to quit procrastinating, and you've got to engage. You got to put some seeds in the ground. You got to sign something. You got to schedule something. Amen. Amen. Don't quit wasting time. You don't waste time. You invest it. And it's how you invest your time. God is calling us. And the truth of the matter is if we're not careful, in the process of time, some things going to come to pass, and you're going to have a life filled with regrets. And you're going to be depressed and make everybody miserable, and you're going to start talking like that old song said, if I could turn back the hands of time. Somebody put a song out about that. Cleophas, if I could turn back the hands of time. Now, why do you think they said that? Because they knew, they came to a place and they found out that time is something you can't play with it. I got to commit it. I got to commit it. I'm partnering with it. I'm partnering with time. and I'm going to make a whole lot of good things happen. I'm going to dive in there. I'm not going to say, well, I ain't got time. No, you have to obligate time. Did you know a lot of times you think you ain't got time to do something, and you won't find the time until you do it. You won't find the time until you do it. You just go ahead and sign up. You'll find the time. You sit back and say, well, I don't think I can do that. Yeah, we ain't got time to think. Try it. Try it. Sign up. You see what happens. Sign up. And you'll find out that time, if you don't do it, you'll find out that time that would have given you a degree now give you a low-paying job. Time's going to give you something. Time that would have made you, have given you ownership, now only gives you occupancy. You don't own it. Time that would have given you ability gives you dependability. You waiting on somebody else's help. You can't even pay for your own funeral and you drunk all that beer. You could have bought an insurance policy, at least a term life policy. You're a renter and not a buyer. Because you did not respect time. Because, see, you're not going to be young forever. You know that, right? You better do something while you got that young blood and where you don't need no glasses to read. Stay up and read all night. Cut off the television and go read a book. I'm not watching 10 episodes of Family Feud. I wish I had time to talk. Speaking of time, amen, time is important. Well, let me get on out of here. The truth of the matter is that you need to find your purpose in life, because life without purpose is only an experiment. You need to find out, first of all, why you here. You got to realize that you either got to be, you will be history or you will make history. Time without purpose, I know why I'm here. And I know I'm supposed to be doing something. You can do something I can't. Amen. Do your thing. Amen. Quit experimenting, trying that over here. You got to realize time without purpose is only an experiment. And then education, my brothers and sisters, make no doubt about it, is important. Education is important. Amen. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Amen. Education, my brothers and sisters, is a game changer. You talk about being moved from the back of the line to the front of the line. Well, you may have to do it. You say, well, as folk got degrees at digging ditches, fine. Whenever the opportunity comes, they're going to get the one with the degree. Yeah, you can don't argue with me, because I know what I'm talking about. The truth of the matter is, when the time comes, if any little opening comes, they go find the one with the degree first. Now, that's just the way it is. You may even be smarter than them. There's some people smarter than folk got degrees. But this is just the way the world works, folks. And you young now? Amen. Do something. Commit to something. Sign up for 2 or 3 or 4 more years. Ain't nothing for you, young blood. Sign up for 8. Get 2 doctors. Make them call you doctor. Amen. What them doing? You ain't got nothing to do. I'm definitely, make them call you doctor. Amen. Now, if you're happy doing what you're doing, that's one thing, but find your purpose and perfect your game. And it's never too late. Amen. Amen. It's never too late. And if you're happy, happiness is fulfilled in purpose. Now, I didn't have to try to go get no kind of paper to be happy at what I'm doing, because I love to preach, although I can't preach. Isn't that strange? I love to teach, although I'm not a good teacher. But I think I'm a good teacher, so it's fine. I'm happy. You don't think I am. Obviously not, because you don't come to my little study. But the truth of the matter is, I'm happy. I found my purpose. Have you found yours? What are you good at? What would you do without even getting paid? It's folk, you know, one thing that angers me when I go to a campus and you go in the library and ain't nobody in there. But yet you go to a certain place and you find out the beer cans all over the streets and folk out there fighting and music is bump to the bump, bump to the bump, bump. If I'm going to bump, I'm going to be rich before I bump. Yeah, I mean, you can do what you want to do, but don't get your priorities mixed up. You watching TV and you don't have a degree. Hello? You watching TV and you got all this time, and you watching, no. You got friends, you fooling around, not going nowhere. God has anointed you to do something, and it's anointing on you. That just because you doing what he told you to do, it's going to be anointing. It's going to be magnetic. It's going to be something about it that just, oh, I like it. I can't turn it off for some reason. I like it.